News from Bermondsey by Chiara Giordano of Suffolk News. TfL announces plan for segregated cycle superhighway on Jamaica Road. "I will do everything I can to stop it," says Bermondsey funeral director. TfL have announced proposals for a segregated cycle superhighway to run through Tooley Street and Jamaica Road. The planned transformation of the A200 would create a 2.5-mile segregated cycle link between Tower Bridge and Greenwich, running through Bermondsey, Rotherhithe and Deptford. It also includes plans for a redesign of Rotherhithe roundabout, 5 new signal-controlled pedestrian crossings and upgrades to more than 20 existing pedestrian crossings. There will also be changes to some bus stop layouts and locations, including new bus stop bypasses for cyclists. Plans for the section on Lower Road, which will incorporate the regeneration planned for Canada Water, will be consulted on next year. The project, nicknamed CS4, is due to begin late next year and would cost £55 million. The news asked TfL how long the work is likely to take and if sections of the route will be blocked off to motorists or pedestrians, and was told that they could not yet say. A second consultation due later this year will also seek feedback on proposals to include Lower Road in the route. Simon Dyer of F.A. Albin & Sons, funeral directors near Rotherhithe roundabout, said traffic in the area was already bad and that he thought the cycle superhighway should be built elsewhere. "What they need to do is improve the system now, and they shouldn't be clogging up the road," he said. "I'll do everything I can to stop them because I don't want it. It's just crazy. It doesn't need to come through this way. It already takes us so long to get back here at the end of the day. It's already bad enough. We've been here so long and we've got this beautiful garden here. We can't relocate." Suffolk Cyclists coordinator Andy Caldwell said the CS4 route was currently very nasty and dangerous for cyclists. Suffolk Cyclists are keen for the scheme to be continuous and of maximum benefit to as many people as possible and to go ahead as planned as far as it goes, he said. "This scheme won't just protect their safety and with improved crossings, those of many pedestrians too, but also should enable lots more people who live along or near the route to cycle to work or to go to nearby shops, stations and other destinations in both directions. We're looking forward to seeing more details come forward for the Lower Road section as soon as possible. This is particularly vital as it must connect well to the planned Rotherhithe Canary Wharf walking and cycling bridge." Councillor Anood Al-Samiri, leader of the Suffolk Liberal Democrat Council Group, said she was keen to make sure the changes proposed reduced congestion. "We're pleased that they've proposed improvements to Jamaica Road and the plans are helpful for pedestrians and cyclists," she said. "The new and improved crossings at St James's Road, Bermondsey Station and Southwark Park and the changes to the roundabout are very welcome. We're keen to make sure that the changes reduce congestion and will be responding to the consultation to demand further improvements for the junctions and tunnel." The Cycle Superhighway 4 consultation ends on the 19th of November. It can be found at www.tfl.gov.uk/CS4. TfL will publish its findings following the public consultation next year.